This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
I do solemnly swear, or affirm, depending on how you want to answer that, if you're the one taking the oath, that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's the presidential oath of office. That's the oath that Barack Obama took and 43 presidents before him. I begin together today with you with two words: anger and sadness. Anger and sadness. Now walk with me here. Certainly, I can't be the only one who sees the incredible irony of a U.S. president delivering remarks on the 70th anniversary of D-Day, just days ago, at what I would argue, and I know many of you agree with me, would agree with me, is some of the most hallowed ground in the world. Of course, I'm referring to the beaches of Normandy, France, and in particular Utah and Omaha Beach, that saw us, America, literally deliver the world from evil. If you listen to me, you know I believe evil exists. America delivered the world from vicious evil 70 years ago on those beaches. But the irony, the incredible irony of a U.S. president delivering remarks on the 70th anniversary of D-Day on those very beaches just days after releasing five of America's most vicious Taliban enemies, in exchange for what looks to be, I'm being fair here, but what looks to be a deserter. So I'm going to ask you that again. Is it just me? I don't think so. I don't think so. I can't even begin to articulate for you the absolute incredible anger I feel towards, and I'm just going to say it, that this pathetic excuse of a leader, a U.S. president releasing America's enemies to return to the battlefield. It is astonishing to me, a weaker than Jimmy Carter U.S. president who clearly does not understand that he will not determine. You see, this is the problem with Barack Obama. He doesn't understand this. He doesn't understand that he will not be the one to determine when the war is over. This is not a traditional combat scenario. This is terrorism. So if he thinks announcing to the world that the war in Afghanistan is over, he's a damn fool.
And I'm beginning to see that more and more, that he actually is. It's astonishing to me. But he clearly doesn't understand that he will not be the one to determine when this war is over. The enemy will. That just because he says it's so, it ain't so. Am I the only one that sees that? This terribly weak and apparently illegal actions from a terribly weak president, dare I say this? I don't know. Can I say this? Are traitorous. Can I accuse a president of being a traitor to his nation for returning avowed enemy combatants to the battlefield against the nation he supposedly leads, the one he swore the oath I opened up with to protect and defend? I mean, is that too harsh to do? I don't know. I do know this, though. I know time will tell. Time will tell. And while my anger is real, at the same time, I know you feel this. I know you do. I've talked to a lot of you. But sadness. I said two words, anger and sadness. The sadness that I feel for our veterans and their families is worse. It's worse. I can only imagine what our men and women in uniform who have fought, bled, maimed themselves, died for. How do they feel to watch a commander-in-chief, as defined by our Constitution, return vicious killers of Americans to the battlefield? He said it himself. He said it himself. I got to tell you, you know, you and I are together witnessing incredible times, upside down. I've called it upside down before, that we currently live in, with this insidious cancer, and that's what I'll call it, this insidious cancer known as progressive liberalism. This ain't your grandpa's Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. And it's operating out of the White House. Would you agree with me that it's destroying America's greatness and her value system? I would say to you, almost wantonly, intentionally, lowering her global status, America I'm talking about, from exceptionalism to mediocrity. A president that, and again, I've talked to a lot of you, but a president that I'm convinced hates this nation's ideals and our traditional values so much that he would assist in bringing her as low as he can during his thankfully, his last 2 years in office. And this is a man who is presiding over everything from the destruction of what? The greatest healthcare system the world's ever seen? A man who is presiding over the greatest assault we as free Americans have ever seen on our cherished Second Amendment freedoms? It's historic. To the attack, think about it, on our very sovereignty via illegal immigration and leading a culture war direct from the Oval Office. Everything you know, everything you grew up believing in is under attack in this country today, and the fight stems from the Oval Office. Those who disagree with this man are labeled racist by his foot soldiers. In what? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Party. Harry Reid, leader of the Socialist Democrats in the Senate, are now brazenly and without shame putting their socialist, freedom-hating agenda before the welfare of this nation, and now her safety, by defending the indefensible time after time after time, regardless of the consequences, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of the consequences. Harry Reid played partisan politics. You saw it on the floor of the Senate, defending this disgrace of a commander-in-chief and this decision, releasing the worst of America's enemy combatants. They have military and civilian American blood on their hands. Harry Reid blamed Republicans. Let me tell you something. May the pressure never, ever be released on this man's political neck, ever. Obama, as far as I'm concerned, and this is not the first time, disgraced the very office he holds. And let's be very clear here, as we discuss this together. Republicans have no guts, not the ones in command anyway. But I dare say that Republicans with any guts and a U.S. media, which we know won't, should be calling for his resignation. Am I allowed to say that? Don't count on either. This is a Republican Party so out of touch with conservative values that built this nation that allowed the metastasizing of this liberal cancer, particularly the infiltration of progressive socialism into the once great learning institutions of our country, think about it, to a mainstream media that is so polluted by liberal ideology that the once proud tradition of journalism in America may never be trusted again by the majority of us. Anger and sadness, those words don't even come close to describing my emotions. Maybe the president ought to watch Lone Survivor. Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Have you been thinking about buying an AR rifle? Maybe for hunting, sport, or even home protection? Now, there are a lot of them out there on the market. It seems like everybody and their brother has an AR out these days. So why should you choose an Arms Room AR rifle? Well, there are at least two major reasons. One, the Arms Room AR rifles are made by veterans and first responders, men and women who know what it's like to depend on a rifle when protecting life and liberty, and the AR rifle in their hands has to function right the first time, every time. Two, the Arms Room AR rifle is made right here in Central Florida with the highest quality materials and standards. Chances are your Arms Room AR may not ever be used to defend life and property. But if it comes to that, wouldn't it be comforting to know that it can? Shop the Arms Room today and check out their vast selection of handguns, shotguns, hunting rifles, Liberty gun safes, and the Arms Room AR rifle online at armsroom.com. Coming soon, check armsroom.com for the New York compliant AR rifles.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org. Welcome back. And I, you know, that rejoinder, the Second Amendment Foundation, it's huge. I had a tremendous opportunity. I sat down and had a lengthy conversation with the great Alan Gottlieb, who was attending the Blade Show in downtown Atlanta this past weekend, and had a wonderful opportunity and a lengthy conversation with Alan. He'll be here next week, and we'll enlighten you to some of what we talked about. Join the SAF, saf.org. Donations, they take donations, a dollar, and help this organization. These are the people that are bankrolling the lawsuits that enable you to continue to enjoy your right to keep and bear arms, which is under absolutely vicious attack right now. And the SAF, the Second Amendment Foundation, needs your assistance. It's desperate. Bloomberg and his Every Town for Gun Safety and the phony front groups, the Moms Demand Action, that claim to start their organizations from a Facebook page at a kitchen table, who all of the sudden have national media attention and millions of dollars. It's a lie. They're like everything gun control related. It's a lie. But groups like the Second Amendment Foundation are the ones behind the scenes, as you hear me say, with toothpicks under their eyes, while the sheeple sleep comfy and cozy in their little nests at night. Is that you? Are you that sheeple? Wake up. Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation have your back, and they could really use your help, a dollar. And get all the great stuff that comes with it, some of the best publications. You can stay up on what's going on state by state by state. It's very, very important. I cannot stress it enough. Help these organizations. $1, $2, $5, $10. If you can spare $1,000, do it. It's very important. You know, I opened with two words. I said anger and sadness. I have to ask you this. Does one trump the other? Does anger trump sadness? Does sadness trump anger? You know what I think about that? I ask you that question. I ask you to think about that. I'll tell you, that's up to Obama, which one trumps the other. And I think that remains to be seen. I think it's too early to answer that yet. But I think we'll know the answer at the next presidential inauguration. I'll know which one trumped which. The lineup today is huge, as always. In the studio with me, I'm proud to have George Hill, the Mad Ogre, who called me earlier in the week, or later in the week, I should say, and he says, hey, you know, I'd like to come down to the Blade Show. Can you have me? I said, oh, please, come on. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, sits in the studio with me. A pleasure to have you here, my friend.
It is a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
To be able to see you say that is great, by the way.
It was good to meet with you. It was good to meet with Alan. That was a fascinating conversation that I had privy to be a part of.
Yeah, he's the real deal. I got to tell you, when you have an opportunity to meet with men like that who have literally dedicated their lives, their entire adult lives to fighting for something they passionately believe in so deeply, for that cause.
Yeah.
That they are literally selfless. It's a true honor to be in their presence. And I put Alan there. He is a great friend. He is a warrior for freedom, and probably the most humble, the most, I don't even know how. I think humble is probably the best way to describe him. But I wonder, believes in so much.
Can we even measure how much positive impact that Alan got, that Alan himself, in as an individual,
and the Second Amendment Foundation
has done for the Second Amendment?
No, I think it's immeasurable. You have to look at the hundreds of lawsuits that have been filed. You have to look at the continuing lawsuits that are being filed, all on behalf of law-abiding citizens whose rights and freedoms are under just vicious, vicious attack. But, George, it's great to have you here. And Sean, down in Dallas, Texas, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing well, doing well. It's always a pleasure to have you here. The lineup today, guys, is a good one. We're going to be talking along with John Lott at the top of the next hour. He'll be here for about a half hour. John's got a lot to say, a lot of breaking news, and we're thrilled to be able to have someone of his stature on the show again this week. After that, we're going to be talking with a man by the name of Rob Morse. Rob Morse is out in California. We all know the problems they face. Rob has a very popular pro-gun podcast. Rob will be here. We're going to talk a little bit more about, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I want to talk a little bit more about the open carry situation in Texas and how detrimental it has been, and about a conversation I had with one of the leaders of one of those groups who will be here next week. And we're very thankful about the comments they made. You've heard Eric Carr here from Gun Rights Across America before. Eric will be here next week. And then in the third hour of the program, of course, we'll have our regular lineup. George is here in the studio with me. David Kodria will be here, and it will be a very powerful one. We're going to give David the microphone and let him talk about some issues that he's writing about now. So buckle in. It's going to be a great show. I promise you that one. Sean, let me go to you.
Yes,
my
sir.
My opening remarks, I you know, this disturbs me what I saw happen. And as I sat there, and I got to tell you, I hate to use a movie, but I did watch Lone Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Marcus Luttrell was interviewed on ABC or CBS, and he was asked the question, would he, if you haven't seen the movie, of course, it's the, I'm not going to spoil it for you,
mm-hmm.
but it is a true story, and I recommend that you go see it. He was captured by the Taliban and mm-hmm. was the only survivor of his Navy SEAL platoon
mm-hmm.
On a covert mission. To take down a high-value target.
Yes.
And he was asked, would you have wanted five Taliban leaders? His answer was no, absolutely not. A resounding no.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss anything on that opening? Tell me.
No. No, you didn't. You hit it right on the mark. But I will tell you what I think, and this is just one man's opinion.
That's what I'm asking for. Give it to
me. I'll be honest with you. I think the guy that we got back is a spy. I think that's the only reason why it was done.
Well, the whole situation to me, you know, the phrase aiding and abetting should be used as a litmus test.
Yeah.
And what Obama did needs to be examined
by
the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, yeah.
By the Justice Department.
By the Justice Department. Please. All right. Yeah. Does it need to be? Yes, it does need to be. But,
absolutely.
Of course, who's running the Justice Department?
This
man can do no wrong in the eyes of this. These two are in cahoots together. You can't trust him to do anything.
Well, actually, Obama even asked the Justice Department, and the Justice Department said that he didn't need to go through Congress for this to get this out.
Well, of course he didn't. Of course, that's what we expect. And see, this is the
this
sad,
is
pathetic state of American affairs today.
This is where the third branch of government needs to step in.
When you know how the Supreme Court is going to rule on a particular issue because of the politics involved, Sean,
mm-hmm.
when you know that the U.S. Attorney General will not do something
mm-hmm.
because of the political ideology involved, because he is a foot soldier of the narcissist in chief, this is the sad state, the pathetic state of American affairs when we know these things.
Well, you know what I think is even worse is that there's no one holding him accountable.
Of course not. The media, this is where we require a U.S. media to be honest and diligent and do their jobs. And when we know that the U.S. mainstream media is nothing but a propaganda wing of
mm-hmm.
the narcissist in chief, we know we're not going to get to the bottom. We know we're not going to get the truth, and we know we're not going to get the facts. That's the sad state of American affairs today. But you know what? There's good news. There is another election coming. Barack Obama will not be participating. Freedom will prevail. The fight may be difficult, but freedom will win. We'll be back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's great to be talking with you today. And I am being laughed at down in Dallas at the network. Did you bring my mic live while I was imitating that beautiful spot from Bobby Belt?
But you know what? I might have you actually voice that out and put that to some different music, because you actually do pretty good.
Yeah, well, on that voice spot?
Yeah, it's actually, I bet you do it pretty good.
Well, thank you. I don't do it as well as Bobby, but I do a good Bobby Belt impersonation. It's workable. It's passable.
Well, I wouldn't go there now.
We have got a lot to talk about. It just... Well, there's never enough time. George, let's go to guns quickly. I had a conversation a couple days ago with a gun shop owner, a very successful gun shop owner, who didn't want his name mentioned. That's when you're successful. Exactly. Oh, hold on, let me get your mic left. But that's when you're successful, when you don't want I don't want anybody to know who I am, because everybody knows who I am. That's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Who was informing me on my question, you know, as I talk with these individuals to stay up on who's doing what, what's moving, what's popular, what's not, what's the industry, how's the industry trending right now? And I was surprised, not shocked. I guess I should say I was shocked, but not surprised. No, I'm going to have to say I was surprised, but not shocked, I think, when he informed me that sales were down, radically down, at a concerning level to him, particularly with the level of volume that he does at this point right now. Are you seeing this as an industry trend? You have your finger on the pulse.
Well, I've talked to a lot of gun shop owners from across the country, from literally coast to coast and up into Alaska, and normally gun sales has this seasonal slump. As we go into summer, gun sales do normally slow down. Now, a lot of people, though, are not used to seeing it because we've had, you know, a surge ever since Obama got elected.
The Barry effect. We have had the Barry effect, right?
The Barry effect has been very high, and now what we're seeing is basically that normal, you know, early summer slump. This is normal. Now, this is going to recover, though, because one of the factors that people are avoiding buying guns is that they can't get ammo. And it's been predicted
Hold the boat. Let me stop you here. Someone's not going to buy a gun because they can't get ammo.
They can't get ammo because ammo has been, ever since, you know, with the Barry effect, you know, ammo has been hard to get a hold of.
Ammo's coming back, though, and I want to point something out. I discussed it with you. I think the listener can benefit. There was a brand new Walmart opened a couple miles from my home. Mm-hmm. Like about literally days ago. How sad is that? Hey, let's go see the new Walmart.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad, you know. Well, you have no life when you do that.
And you got in there 2 hours.
I was 2 hours after it opened. I was in there with my kids, and I'm thinking to myself, really, wow.
Unbelievable.
I have nothing better to do. This is my life now.
Yep.
Good heavens.
Kids wanted to go. You're being the good dad.
Exactly. I was a good dad. Can we go see the new Walmart? Absolutely. Let's go. We'll text pictures to mommy.
Anyway.
Wow. You need more stuff to do.
Man, oh, man. I got to look in the mirror. I
need to give you some assignments.
So you get in there.
You know what I saw in there that was really cool, though? There were aisles and of all kinds of stuff you can buy. And it was identical to the other Walmart I've been in. So I...
But you, this
no,
brand new
I,
Walmart.
About halfway through, it dawned on me, hey, there's guns and ammo here. This place has only been open for 2 hours.
Yes.
I walked back to the ammo selection. Some .22 Magnum would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Shelf was bare. I said to the guy, walks over to me, says, can I help you? I said, how can a Walmart that's been open 2 hours, that I've watched take months to build and seen the trucks stocking this place, be cleared out of ammo already? And here's the answer I got. Oh, man, they is lined up at 5 o'clock this morning in anticipation of this place opening. They come running in here like a bunch of chicken hawks. The .22 Magnum done flew off a shelf, man. He said, you didn't need it to be in line.
That's the problem.
And I said, wow. Wow. All right, I'm going to go buy a plastic bin to put old clothes in.
But the ammo is starting to come back. We're just starting to see it come back, and the prediction
nobody caught that. George didn't catch that.
The prediction is that the ammo prices are going to start to come back down because as supply and demand equalize,
I paid $26.99 for a Winchester White Box 100 round full metal jacket. Now, that's patently absurd. That's absurd. To pay $26.99, and of course that's where we're at today. We understand that gasoline is at an average $3.60 across the country. Where's the media? Just saying. Let's go back to ammunition. I was able to pick up, believe it or not, I did pick up some .22 short. Yes, I actually have some guns that fire 22 short. $447 for a box of 50. That in and of itself is patently absurd, quite frankly, for 22 short. But it was available. Mm-hmm. The reason I say it's absurd is because I remember leaving work several years ago, many years ago now, heading to local range in Tampa, and I would stop at the Sports Authority. You know how much I paid for a Winchester white box of that same ammunition? About $8.99 a box. Right. Hmm. So, of course, it's getting more expensive to shoot. Is that a conspiracy, George?
You know, the way the ammo's fluctuated and the way people buy the ammo as soon as they see it, with the limitations that we've had, this artificial inflation that we've done to ourselves, because instead of buying the one box, by the way, I remember buying 22 short for $1.99.
That's patently absurd to pay $4.47 a box.
Well, we're doing this to ourselves because instead of buying that one box like you wanted, as soon as you see it, you're going to grab as many boxes as you can.
Instead of buying the one box when you see it, like I was able to do, there was some 9mm left on the shelf. Instead of buying the one box, they done line up at 5 o'clock in the morning in anticipation of this place opening up so they can grab it.
But things
that's
are gonna come
what
back.
Happens.
Yeah, things are going to come back to normal. They're going to normalize, and that's what we're seeing in the market. We're seeing the market get back to normality.
Well, 223 was on the shelf. It seemed to be fairly abundant. There was plenty of 9mm on the shelf.
45 is there.
40 has always been somewhat abundant, depending on where you look. 45 was on the shelf, albeit you could see that the shelf had been picked. And it wasn't fresh standing. And again, 2 hours after this.
So instead of, gun retailers concentrating and worrying about the slower gun sales, well, a firearm is a low profit margin item to sell anyway, so concentrate on selling everything else that's the higher margins and what all the shooters need anyway. So it's the normal, you know, early summer sales situation. It's not a time to even worry about it. It's just what it was before Obama was.
Before Obama was. A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Were different before Obama. Those of you who pulled the lever and regret it now, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate that one. And I know some of you. I know some of you who, if I said your name, would be upset with me. Sean, do you know anybody that regrets pulling the lever for Barry?
No.
No?
It sickens me, too. Well, no. I mean, honestly, I don't. Well, Neil Kashkari is running for governor for California, he voted for him, but I don't think he regrets it either.
You don't know anybody that regrets it? Nobody in your personal life, outside business? None of your neighbors, none of your relatives, your mother maybe? No?
No.
Oh, I know people who voted for Obama and really wish they didn't.
Our phones are ringing. I'm not giving out the phone number. This isn't a discussion I want to have with you right now. I'm going to give the number out later in the show. But George, I have to be honest with you. I've never bought a gun. We're getting ready to take a break. I've never not bought a gun because I couldn't buy a box of ammo for it. Here's what I would do. I would buy the gun anyway because I like the gun. I just might not be able to have as much fun with it as I would like to for the time being. But that's not going to stop me from purchasing the firearm. When we come back, we'll have more with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Armed American Radio's resident firearm expert, is in the house, and the doctor has filled your prescription for freedom for the next 2.5 hours.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
I'll check it with St. Peter at the gate.
Little riff here. This is great stuff. Welcome back to the show. I can turn that. You can go ahead and cut that down. I like that song. I was playing that on the way into the studio today. That's cracker. That's good stuff.
While driving down the freeway in the Camaro.
Oh, we took a funny picture on the way home from the Blade show. I got to tell you. Sean, are you with me here?
Yeah.
We took the funniest picture. We're coming back from the Blade show.
I was following him.
He was following me in his car, and he had just arrived into town, and we literally met at the Blade show as he came in from North Carolina. He was following me home, and I'm in the Camaro, the Camaro, okay, the Camaro, the SS, the fast one, the vroom vroom, and I pulled up alongside of a Prius coming up the interstate, and I said, George, you got to get a photo. So I pulled up alongside the Prius, dead even at about 74 miles an hour. Mm-mm. As we were even. I didn't know they could go that fast.
I was going to say, they actually go that fast.
Those of you who have them, it's just entertainment, okay? Just I'm messing with you. Get you in a headlock, rub the top of your head, you know, just kidding, just teasing you. Kind of, sort of, in a fun kind of way. Buy a truck.
I know something's even funnier.
Buy a truck. Wait a minute. I called George. I said, George, you got to get a picture of this. And he did. Snapped a photo of Kamehameha and the Prius next to each other. And the funny part was all of a sudden the guy looked over.
He calls me. He's like, George, look what's beside me. And I look up.
What was funny?
This Prius just wound out trying to keep up.
What was funny was the driver, I guess I made him a little nervous. I was next to him, not moving. I was literally nose to nose going up the interstate. And, of course, anybody familiar with the downtown Atlanta area knows that it's 18 gazillion lanes.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess, you know, it's not unusual to have somebody right alongside of you. But there wasn't a whole lot of traffic. So I guess he got a little nervous. He looked in his mirror and he threw me a really snotty, I'm a professor kind of look, and stepped on it.
Oh, no.
And the car went, got up ahead of me, and I was on the floor laughing. George was cracking up on the phone. And that was my ride home from the Blade Show. So it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, no question about it. Let's go back to some serious business. That is serious business. Buy a truck.
Did he have a Barack?
What do you put mulch in when you go to Home Depot?
Did he have a 2008 Barack Obama sticker on the back of it?
I need some mulch. Can I have two bags? I'll make 50 trips. I'll have one bale of pine straw. I can't get two. My kids are in the back.
I'd just rather ride a lawnmower.
Anyway, listen, let's get serious. Ride a lawnmower. Serious business here. Preemption. State preemption, huge. Yet again, I have to go to Florida. Why? I've gotten emails, man, you talk about Florida. Yes, I do. Florida wrote the book in 1987 on the current... let me put it this way. Your state, wherever you are tuned in to my voice right now, took its cue for its concealed carry licensing from Florida in 1987. Florida was the state in 1987 that gave us the modern permitting system. I know some of you are saying, oh, well, thanks a lot, Florida. Well, this is where we are. And it's taken many, many years since 1987. Now we now have 50 states, including Illinois. Hats off to you again, Illinois, you're listening. And Florida, again, playing games. Never in my wildest dreams did I see. Because, you see, you've heard the old saying, right? As goes California, so goes the rest of us. Or something along those lines. I don't pay much attention to California if I don't have to. Well, when it comes to your firearms freedoms, there's a ton of money being spent in Florida right now by Bloomberg and his foot soldiers. The freedom haters, the gun haters, the moms demand action, the Sharon Watts, the phonies, the liars. They are in Florida in droves because they know if they can flip Florida, and they are working on it and spending a fortune, that they can claim a huge victory. And they have, you've heard me talk about this before, but they have their little foot soldiers embedded in the Palm Beach County Commission. I spoke to the only Republican on that commission a couple of years ago. God bless him. Talk about a tough job. Uphill battle. I don't know what the makeup is now. But Palm Beach, yet again, ignoring Florida law and going around the preemption statutes, which state that the state law prevails, that local municipalities cannot do an end run around state law when it comes to firearms. Can you imagine the patchwork you would have if every county in Florida was able to have a goofy, liberal, I hate you, anti-gun law in place? Gun owners would be, you'd go from county to county and legal here, felon here, misdemeanor here, felon here, felon here, goofy, liberal, felon here, goofy, liberal, felon here, for doing nothing more than having your firearm in your vehicle, for example. And the state made it very clear in their latest statute that those commissioners who violate state preemption can be removed by the governor. Terminated, fired. Forget this. Violating state preemption laws. The Palm Beach County Commission didn't give a damn. They don't care about Florida state law. They don't give a hoot. So they come up with their little violations anyway. And it goes to court because they want... It can be removed. And a goofy liberal judge in Florida, George, did what?
Ruled that was unconstitutional.
Yeah, there we go. Here we have,
even
again,
these guys are breaking the law.
Legislating from the bench, this court, this guarantee, if you go back and look at the history, you're going to find this, now ruling that, nope, the governor doesn't have that authority, that the law, the way it's written, he can't remove them. Now, let me make this clear. That does not make their preemption, attempted preemption, lawful. It is not under Florida law. But the governor cannot remove them. So we'll be talking with Sean Carana in Florida about that. Why is that important? Georgia signed its governor deal, and Georgia just signed the Guns Everywhere bill. I love that. They want to call it the Guns Everywhere bill? I'm all over it. Sure. Let's call it the Guns Everywhere bill. Guns belong everywhere in the hands of law-abiding citizens. So yeah, I'm ready. I'll play that game with you all day long, gun haters. And included in that was a preemption clause that codified state law is the law, that it trumps local municipalities. Your state probably has it. If it doesn't, it will soon as a result of what other states are doing. That's why the fight, the ongoing vicious fight in Florida, is so important to the rest of the nation. The gun haters are paying very careful attention, spending an awful lot of money, millions and millions of dollars, and hailing rulings like this as a victory. And they're going to use that as a model to march into your state, wherever that may be. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, we'll continue. We are privileged to have George Hill, the Mad Ogre, here. Dr. John Lott, New York Times bestselling author of More Guns, Less Crime, and Fox News contributor, will be here to talk with us about some of the recent shenanigans across the country. Got a couple new shootings we'll talk about. We'll analyze those with John. More wackos in gun-free zones. We'll discuss that with the master of statistics and economics. Also, Rob Morse will be here later in the broadcast, and then we'll have the roundtable. I tell you every week, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, firearms, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.